Well, hello, 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 hello there. My name is Sanya, and I am the co-creator of the Millennial Wife in Transition. Now, if you do not know what that is all about, let me go ahead and introduce myself and also what this is all about. So when I got married, I really struggled as a young Christian, mother, wife. I really did not know what it is that I should have done and how I should have lived as a wife and to walk into my role. And that spilled over into many aspects or many areas of my life, and that included creating wealth for myself and for my family. So today we're going to jump into this big topic, acquiring wealth. You are listening to season 1 of God Speak, episode 7, and today our topic is acquiring wealth. So without further ado, let me go ahead and jump into this topic. It is a touchy topic, especially for the Christian community. I've noticed that a lot of Christians believe that it is not okay for you to acquire wealth. It is not okay for you to go after things of the finer kind. So I wanted to talk about that. Is it okay as a millennial? Is it okay for a Christian to want wealth, to seek after wealth? Is it okay for you to want money? And I specifically said money because I know a lot of people will say this scripture, they'll quote this scripture, money is the root of all evil. And we're gonna jump into that because I really thought that it did say money was the root of all evil until I read it for myself. And that is found in 1 Timothy 6. Verses 10, and it says, "For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." So we're going to talk about all of that. We're going to talk about acquiring wealth. Is it okay as a Christian to want things in life? And we're gonna just break it down so that we can talk in all realness and in authenticity about this topic. A lot of Christians want to shy away from this. A lot of Christians, and I myself have found that I did want to stay away from getting into that mindset of wanting good things for myself and for my family. And we tend to judge people because we see them go after these things, or we see them acquiring wealth and we're like, this person cannot be a Christian with having a nice car or having a nice house. Those little things, right? So we're going to talk about this and we're going to jump into it. I myself had struggled, and this is something that I've really come into an understanding that it is okay for us to work hard for what we believe in. We work towards the things that we want. Of course, God has given us that spirit and then that vision of what he wants for us to acquire in this earth. He makes many mention of it in the New Testament. And if you look in the Old Testament, that you'll see, not just in the Old Testament, but throughout the Bible itself, you'll see that a lot of the characters, they did have wealth and they did well with what they had, right? So it all came down to managing that which the Lord had given you. He had given bounty to a lot of them, and they were able to manage it. So it all comes down to one, understanding yourself and who God is, and then transferring that wealth and prosperity, not just in your life, but in all areas, shape, and form. In your spirituality, He wants for you to have that wealth and that prosperity. In your spiritual life, He also wants that to spill over into your marriage. He wants that to spill over into every aspect, shape, or form of your life, right? And it all comes back to Bible principles and what the Bible actually says about wealth, what the Bible actually says about success and prosperity, and the principles that God has laid out for us. We want to move away from thinking that it's not okay. We want to move away from that because we think that it's not Christ-like to have wealth. No, at the end of the day, He has given us a mandate to go out there and to create, as you would say, fishers of men. He wants you to create disciples in order for you to maintain that in terms of ministry or in terms of sustaining a life. He wants for you to have good things. That is why He gave you provisions. And if you look into the Bible, you will see that when God created Adam, He made provision for him. Why did He make provision for Adam? If you ask yourself this, He has created man in His own images. He wants man to be comfortable. Just as how God has created things to glorify Him, those are provisions for Himself. So He Himself made that provision so that when we are in the earth, we would be able to have the things that we need. And it is important that we understand that it is okay to have wealth. It is okay to work hard for what you want, and it's okay to store up your treasures. Now, I'm careful with what I say. Now, the Bible, what does the Bible say about wealth? If you read Proverbs 28 verses 20, a faithful man will abound with blessing, but whomever hasten to be rich will not go unpunished. And Deuteronomy 8 verse 18 speaks of the Lord reminding us that it is Him that has given us the ability to produce wealth, and He has confirmed it in His covenant with His people. So if it is a case that the Word of God says that we should be wealthy, if He has created that for us, why is it that we have this mindset that it is not okay to be successful? Why is it that we feel that we should not want prosperity? The Word of the Lord says He has created us in His own image, and with His own image comes the provisions with us that He has created. So it is God's intent, it is God's will for us to be blessed, to have wealth, because the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without pain to toil for it. And it all comes down also to divine purpose. It also comes down to divine will. If we understand the principle of prosperity, then it becomes easy to live a life pleasing unto God. He wants for us to work. He wants for us to acquire knowledge. He wants to be skillful and diligent. He wants for us to take action. He wants for us to invest and not to be debtors, right? To not borrow. I myself have felt that I am still working on ensuring that I am not a borrower. I always say I'm not a borrower, but I'm a lender. And it really took a lot of shifting, not just my mindset, but shifting my whole perspective and how I viewed what the Lord had stored up for me, the vision that he had for me. If I cannot manage the little, how will he give me a lot and I'll be able to manage it? The word of the Lord says that if we cannot manage the little that he has given us, how can we manage the bounty that he has given us, right? So we have to be careful that we do not run away from the things that God has given us, right? Of course, the word of the Lord says not to store up for ourselves treasures on this earth, because if that is what we're our sole purpose is all about, it's all about money, it's all about harvesting or hoarding money, of course the rot and the moth and the cankerworm is coming like a thief to take that, right? If we die, when we die, we cannot carry those wealth and riches with us. But of course, it is important that we understand that it is okay for us to have riches in this earth. He has given each and every one of us the vision. He has already given us that mandate. He has already directed you what he wants for you to be. And I believe that when we begin to walk in our full purpose, and when we walk into the will of God, he will open up several doors for us to acquire those wealth, to acquire what it is that God has stored up for us. Of course, he wants for us to acquire wealth into the earth as well as wealth in heaven, right? We should not shy away from that because of the mindset that we have that it's not okay to be prosperous. The Bible talks about so many scriptures that I could quote that we should not live free, but we should live contented, right? We should not feel as if we cannot make ends meet or that we are scum of the earth, right? We should live according to his riches in glory. And that glory just does not mean in heaven alone. It talks about the earthly gains as well. We have to keep our lives free from the love of money, but to be contented with what God has given us. And because of our faith and the measure of faith that we have, of course, he will make provisions for us, right? And I am in awe of the fact that God, in all his sovereignty, did reveal this to me, because when I became an adult, of course, we ran to be an adult. We wanted to do everything without having that knowledge, without using wisdom. And God had to pull me back and to let me understand that it's not everything that you see you go after, but you have to make sure that the things that I've provided you with, or the wealth or the talent or the gifting that I've provided with you with, that it will create wealth for you, and it is okay. And that whatever he has given you, it is important for you to make good of it, to nurture it, to maintain it, right? So the Bible does not say that we cannot have money. The Bible does not say that we should not enjoy the fruits of our labor. No, the Bible wants for us to live in all fullness, in every fullness of the sense of the word, in our spiritual lives, in our physical life, in our marriages, in our businesses, in every shape and form that God has revealed to you. He wants for you to come into that fullness. So what I would say to you is that it's important for you to pray to God for that direction, so that he can reveal to you, because he will reveal to you what he has stored up for you. And there's some prayers that you can pray to God and ask. Of course, God himself knows everything that we would ask for, but he says that you have not because you ask not. So it is important for us in our relationship with Him to ask of our good Father. If you are in need, God wants for you to reach out to Him because He is Christ Himself. And if you lack anything, He wants for you to seek Him. If you are His righteous child, He will create streams for you. He will allow you to come in favor. And one of the most important things as an individual or even as a couple, what the word of the Lord says is that when a man finds a wife, he finds favor. Why does he find favor? Because when the one and one comes together, they become a whole. And with that whole, that woman is coming to help her husband. She's helping him to come into full purpose, helping him to come into a fullness of who he is already. Because it is important for us to understand that when we are single, in our singleness, we should already be in our purposes, right? So as a woman or as a man, you should already be in your purpose. You should already be walking into your purpose. So when you come together, it's more of an added, not just as a starting, but an adding of what you have. Now, I want to talk to you about the secrets of prosperity. And what I mean by the secret of prosperity is that it gives you a true sense of purpose. It gives you peace. It gives you joy. It gives you hope. It gives you faith. It also gives you wisdom, right? And when you are in tune with God and how He will allow you to come into that abundance, it means that you are walking in the true sense of who God has called you to be. So it is important for you to acquire wealth in this lifetime and also to ensure that you create wealth for the generation to come. And there are several scriptures to talk about that. And it's important that as believers, we understand that we should have principles when it comes to money management. By spending less money than you earn, you save money. Yes, a key part of financial success. If you look at Proverbs 6, verse 6 to 8, it says, "Go to the ant, you sluggard, consider its ways and be wise." If you see how the ants work, right? If you look at how an ants work, it will just blow your mind. They can lift up more than their body weight. They can do some things. They go some places. They travel some distances. Why? How? Where did they get this knowledge from? Really, where did they get this provision from? And I want to also talk to you about the scripture. I think it's Matthew 6. It talks about you making provision. If you seek God, He will provide for you. But we always forget the scriptures preceding it and the scriptures after it, right? God Himself, if He can look out for the ants and He can look out for the birds that flies, He can look out for the plants. Remember, we did not make provision to plant any of that, but they come forth, right? Why is it that God would not provide provisions for you? Why is it that God would allow you to suffer? He did not create you to suffer. He did not create you to lack anything, right? So it is important for us to understand that God will make provisions. And Matthew 6:30 says, "Whether if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is a day, tomorrow and tomorrow is cast off in the oven, shall He not make more clothes for you, O ye of little faith?" He is telling you that He will make provisions for you, right? So once you have that relationship with God, He will reveal the secret things, whether it's for your whole life, or it is for your marriage, or if it's for your business, or if it's for ministry. He's going to reveal those things to you. So it is important for you to really listen to what God is saying to you, because He's actually speaking to you, especially now in this season. I've realized that He is realigning us into full purpose. He is taking us away from the distractions so that we can understand that He wants for us to come into that fullness. He wants for us to know that He is God, and whatever He says, He is going to do. So if He has given you a word, He has given you a prophecy, He has given you a dream, He has given you a vision, do not forget this, because God Himself, who created the heavens and the earth, had created a plan for you even before you were formed into your mother's womb. That's Jeremiah 1 verse 5. And Jeremiah 29 verse 11 speaks about the plans that He has for you. In that plan, it's not just about creating you. In that plan, it's not just about when you get to age 15. It's up until you die and even beyond. He wants for you to live into that fullness. He wants for you to have a life. He wants for you to walk in your full purpose. And that full purpose also is tied to your wealth. He wants for you to acquire wealth. And that wealth is not just for you. That wealth is for someone else. Because when you are walking into purpose, what it means is that your purpose is not for you. Your purpose is for someone else. And God Himself wants you to acquire wealth so that you will become a destiny helper. He wants for you to acquire wealth so that you can be the one that will open door. Especially now in this season, He wants for us to step into that newness, step into that full circle. He wants for us to venture into some place that we would say we would never go. And that would include politics, that would include health, that would include finances, that would include the very thing that we are running from. We have to change our mindset. We have to move away from that space where we feel that it's impossible, or we move away from that tradition that it is not okay. What it means is that you will have to tear up and throw away the things that you were taught. And I say this without apology, because what we were taught was that it's not okay. If you really want to know the truth, go back to the basics, go back to the beginning, go back to when God created Adam, and He talks about what He made. Why would He make all these things beforehand, then create Adam? Why would He create Adam, then tell Adam that He's giving Adam all of these things to take care of? Why would He give Adam dominion? It just puzzles me. Why would He say, let us make man in our own image, and then give over dominion after He has created everything? He has created the fish in the sea and the fowl of the air, and He has created the cattle in all the earth, over every creeping and living thing upon the earth. Why would He do this? Why would He say to Adam, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth? It's not just talking about procreation, right? Why would He say to subdue it? Why would He say have dominion over it? Why would God do all of this? We have to go back to the basics. We have to understand, first of all, who God is and who we are, so that we can know what God is giving us, what He has already given unto us. He has given unto us wealth. He has given unto us knowledge. He has given unto us wisdom. But it is for us to ask. He says, we have not because we ask not. My brothers and sisters, I want to leave you with this today. It is okay to acquire wealth. I want for you to take the time now to go into meditation. And if you can, read a couple scriptures. And you say, God, what is it that you would have me to do? Show me a glimpse of my future. Show me who you want me to be connected to or who you want me to help. There are so many of us that can help somebody, but because we are so stuck into the world and how we perceive people and the society, or because we have been so hurt, we tend to shy away from what God really wants us to do. We shy away from the fact that He wants for us to help somebody. We shy away from ministry. We shy away from the fact that what God has given us, the first fruit that God has given us, because He has given us wealth, every job that He has given you, it's because of Him. Everything that you, that it is you that did any of this. Yes, it's your talent, but who gave you this talent? You see, our talent that He has given us is so profound. Because the very talent and the giftings that He has given you will make you favor in front of kings, right? So we should not shy away from money. We should not shy away from managing our finances. And we should never, ever shy away from giving. It is from our giving that we will receive. And I want to say that if you have a need, sow a seed. I have seen it happen. I have so many testimonies of when I plant a seed, how I am richly blessed. And I'm not just talking about getting a return in money. I'm talking about a promotion. I'm talking about a spiritual advancement. I'm talking about some doors opening for me because I've trusted God, because I've given Him out of the wealth that He has allowed me to acquire. Especially now in this season, and I want to put you into a practical sense, that especially now in this season, COVID has also taught me that it is important to have several streams of income. It is important that as a kingdom citizen that we manage everything that God has given us, not just the job that we have. We should manage our time, our talent, and our treasure. We should give freely. Why is it that we have this mindset that we don't want to give? Or I've heard many saying that I ain't gonna give no money because this is going in the pastor's pocket. But if you are in a Bible-believing church and if you are a true Christian of God, God will lead you to who He wants you to give to. Nothing is wrong with giving a portion out of what God has given you, because when you give, that would be pressed down, shaken together, good measures running over. And I'm not just talking to you off of my head or off of my wisdom. I'm talking to you from the Word of God. So it is important that as believers, that as children of God, that we go into the Word so that we will know what it is that God wants for us to really come into. There are so many scriptures that I could have pulled, but I'm just going to stop there today and let you meditate upon what God is doing right now with you. My brothers and sisters, I do want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to listen to what I have to say of Season 1, Episode 7, Acquiring Wealth. as a kingdom citizen, God wants you to walk into the fullness of everything in your life, and that includes acquiring wealth. My name is Sanya, and I am the co-creator of Wives in Transition. I hope that you are blessed by this. You do have a good one.